Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. It all continues now. This is the broadcast for September the 10th in the year of our Lord 2015. It's hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the Almighty through our founders, the solution to restore the republic. You say, Sam, we've tried everything. It's a failure. As they would say in Monty Python, no, it's not. It's not a failure at all. We can make a difference. We can do what we can do. We can do our best to trust in the Almighty for the rest. Isn't that what George Washington did? Why can't we do the same? Well, Sam, it's not enough. You know, you just can't. You're right, I can't do it by myself. But we, the people, can get it done. We've been through tough times in America before, and we've faced them again. And we come out victorious when we keep the commandments of God. When we live good, honest, moral lives and work hard to protect our liberties, good things happen. You get a second guess that? That's been the formula for good men through the history of the world. And it works for those who truly follow the plan. All right, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, a recap of yesterday's broadcast. We didn't get it done the first hour.
Good idea.
We were too busy scrambling for our guests and stuff like that. So we'll try and get that done now. Larry Pratt, Gunowners of America, was with us. Gunowners.org. Looks like Gunowners of America just announced their endorsement of Senator Ted Cruz for the office of President for the United States of America. What do you think of that, Kurt? You for that?
Well, you know, as Larry said, He really likes what Ted Cruz stands for. He has a wife who is a naturalized citizen from, I think it was like Dominican Republic. So he understands that whole thing about, being from another country or whatever. And he feels very comfortable as an entity, Gun Owners of America, supporting, this whole thing, as far as I can tell, right?
I'm not sure what you mean by right. I'm asking if you're for him being president or not.
Well, I mean...
I think he should be? No, wrong. I don't think he should be.
At least when it looks like, I'm just saying, in Larry's case, as each of us, we can make those choices. And, Senator Cruz, in my opinion, is one of the top, at least, choices that I would make. I do agree that there are some who say that he has questionable connections or even parentage, but I do think that it is a rather cloudy area, and it seems to me that with the things that he's done and the efforts he's made out of the candidates that are available, he'd be one of the top ones in my book.
What if he's not constitutionally qualified, Kerry?
Well, see, that's where...
See, that would make him at the bottom of the heap in my mind.
Guys like Larry Pratt, who I, got to respect in a great way for standing for the Constitution. Guys even like Sheriff Mack and others who, feel that that isn't a problem for Ted Cruz. But there's guys like you who feel that, hey, that's number one issue. And all I can say is when I look at the quality of the individual compared to, for example, Barack Obama or Joe Biden or so many other, Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz comes out smelling like a rose.
I agree. So for me, it's a big issue. For Larry Pratt, it's not. And I respect Larry Pratt tremendously as well. I just think it's a problem. Larry doesn't. Many people do. Many people don't. The debate's out. It rages. Many people say, Sam, it's too muddy. It's too confusing. People like me say, oh, it's very clear what the intent of the founders were. Others say not so fast, saying the 14th Amendment comes into play. They've changed things. They've this, they've that. It's not really a problem. And, hey, we've had so many presidents in the past that this has been the case, too. And, you know, then you kind of start to say, well, name them. And people kind of go, and they sound like Porky Pig a little bit, kind of a thing. But the debate rages on. And I know this. Ted Cruz has been nice to Trump, and Trump has been nice to Ted. And now they're starting to do some things together. So that makes you wonder if there's an alliance there between Cruz and Trump to some degree. While Rand Paul's trashing Trump, Ted Cruz is sending an olive branch. So that's kind of an interesting twist as well. In your mind, though, it's not that big of a deal, Kurt, the question about his qualifications? Or is it a big deal to you?
Well, when you read what it says, at least in my opinion, with the way I remember it, and this is, you know, I'm going to have to review it again, but the way I remember reading about it, it didn't strike me as being the big concern that you see. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, some things strike me as being quite a big concern that people do, and
yeah,
to you they seem, you know, kind of minimal.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
You know,
and
each
you know
of
what?
Us have our differences.
That's the genius of America, though, Kurt. And it may be that we just disagree on this and we'll never change and we're just going to drill in and with our opinions, or maybe we'll gain enlightenment one way or the other. You know, I've been known to change my opinion on things from time to time. And so to me, that's the genius of America, though, for us all to have our viewpoints, to express them, or to articulate them in free speech and open discussion and debate and et cetera, to really kind of vet out these things and say, does it matter as much as Sam thinks it does? Or is it kind of like a Larry Pratt thing that it doesn't make any difference? Or, you know, and so then you throw the arguments for and against, and the real goal isn't to prove you're right as much as it is to help people kind of think through it and figure out for themselves where they stand and why. A guy emailed me yesterday and he said, Sam, did you know that people are working on an Article 5 convention? It's fantastic, right? And I wrote back and said, no, I don't think so. He's like, it's constitutional though, right? Well, it might be constitutional, but I don't think it's the best way to go. I think there are better solutions, and I see a great threat, a great concern in a CONCON. And so I articulated my views to him about a CONCON, and he came back and said, thank you for the information. Now, I don't know if I convinced him. You know, we know that a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still, right? So I'm not really trying to convince him I'm right, except I am trying to put forward arguments and compelling viewpoints. Whether you agree with me or not on the point, most people will have to say, well, Sam, whether I agree with you or not, you are quite well-researched. You have good, logical, sound, well-thought-out arguments. Okay, and as long as people have that view, and as long as I do my due diligence to really come to a knowledgeable, defensible position on the matter, and others do the same, then it's okay to disagree. It's okay to have our own opinions. And just because I think one way, it doesn't make me right. I know it makes you wrong, but it doesn't make... No, see, I'm just kidding. That's the whole point. It doesn't make you wrong either. And so we really need to understand that's the genius, the brilliance, the benefit of America. In many countries, Kurt, you wouldn't even be able to express your consent or your dissent on a given issue.
Good point.
And that's really the biggest blessing. I shouldn't say the biggest. One of the biggest blessings we have in America. And that proves that America still works, that we can do this publicly without one of us getting arrested. We can also agree to be polite and to disagree. We can also lay out the arguments before an open-minded, educated populace for them to decide as well. That's what the founders did. Most of their letters back and forth were in disagreement with one another, or maybe sometimes they'd play the devil's advocate, or maybe sometimes they'd put a fly in the ointment just to vet out the arguments and the details and think through things. There's so much value in that if done correctly, Kurt. And what I mean by if done correctly, you know, if done so that you agree with me in the end. No, see, I'm just kidding. No, of course not. If done correctly, meaning that we can respect the other views, that we can say, you know what, there's room for your views and I don't have to be right. What we want to do is think through it. And I will say this, as concerned as I am about this qualifying issue, because I believe it relates to how much allegiance you have to elsewhere, if you will. However, I would agree that, you know what, it's hard for me to say that Hillary and Bush and Obama and all these people aren't just as, I mean, Joe Biden's just as big of a threat as Cruz, if not more so. I mean, it's hard to disagree with that valid argument because, man, look at what Bush has done. Look at what Nixon did. look at what, you know, and we go down the list, and man, these guys that have supposed complete allegiance to America don't seem to have any allegiances either. Ted Cruz at least stands for something. Okay, so there's a lot of valid arguments on that side of the coin, that's for sure. And there is value to say this. You know what? You guys can debate that till the cows come home. The fact is he's running. So the fact is, unless they're going to challenge that running on constitutional qualifications, it's a non-issue because he's already running. And he'll be on the ballot, Sam. And so there you go. There's validity to that view too, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, whether we're talking about a con, whether we're talking about Ted Cruz constitutional qualifications or not, I personally don't believe he's qualified, and I believe it's a big issue. Others feel different and have the right to their views. And you, my fellow Americans, have the right to your views. We had on our guest, John Kreischman. He's a senior litigation counsel with Liberty Counsel. And we had an update on the Kentucky clerk, Kim Davis, who was released from jail. Huckabee says God intervened. I think he's right. Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, people are pretty critical of Kim Davis. They're saying she's not a patriot at all. Who's this person? Kareem?
Well, you got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, yeah, good old basketball, you know, player from yesteryear that has no skills but basketball, what, 30 years ago, Kurt?
I thought it was interesting because I don't remember hearing from him for a while.
Does he have any skills or anything you know of since his basketball days 30 years ago, Kurt?
Well, they do say that when you look way down, they say he's also, besides a six-time NBA champion and league's most valuable player, they call him a celebrated author. I just didn't know of anything he'd ever written before besides
this. Why don't you look it up and see what is he authored?
They said he's a filmmaker and an education ambassador. I don't know. Are you an education ambassador? I think I am. But anyway.
Yeah, it depends on how you define that term, Kurt. I could get scared because don't those guys like promote AIDS intervention?
I suppose they do.
God, wow.
But anyway, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is saying that Kim Davis is not a patriot. Now, he goes on to say that the martyr business in America is booming. You know, he talks about it being a growth industry, like yoga pants. Now, I don't really know what that is, but Kareem. Prisons and celebrity nip-slip sites. So I don't understand what that is either. But anyway, you know, he goes on to say that, hey, there was this last Sunday, there were around 300 supporters gathered outside the jail where Kim Davis, if you don't know who she is, she's the Kentucky clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples where she was being held. Now, he says they waved signs like, Kim Davis for president, we ought to obey God rather than men. You know, and of course, I guess that means he disagrees with that. The crowd in itself is not newsworthy, he says, because hey, you can get 300 people to support pretty much anything. He goes on to talk about different other things. He even says that Mike Huckabee, Governor Bobby Jindal, Governor Scott Walker, Senator Rand Paul, and Senator Ted Cruz have all been kind of supporting, you know, Kim Davis, where he thinks apparently that that's just kind of a crazy idea. Now, you know, he goes on to say that, hey, you know, look at the story in America and, you know, the politicians that support Davis in defying the U.S. Supreme Court. He says they're making it clear why they should never be elected to any office, let alone the presidency of the United States, where they would take the oath to support and defend the Constitution, since they are emphatically telling America that they wouldn't support and defend it. It's interesting how one guy reads it and sees it his own way, you know, like Kareem and I, we just don't see it.
Yeah, but you know what, Kurt? Why is this guy even important? I mean, why does he even matter?
Well, Sam, it's because they gave him some ink. I think it was Time magazine or some other source. But he says he's a proponent of peaceful civil disobedience in support of the Constitution.
I'm thinking that Abdul-Jabbar dude's like a big-time constitutionalist, aren't you, Kurt?
Well, I didn't ever hear about him at most of the constitutional events that I've been to, but maybe I just
you didn't see that big old tall dude over there at the CSPOA conference, like Kurt?
I don't.
Oh, that was David A. Clark Jr. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But anyway, he says, however, Davis and her followers are not supporting the constitutional principles of the country. They're actually arguing against the most important ideals that are the foundation of the country. Now, then he says, here's what they are. To not establish a state religion by letting government actions be determined by one religion. Then he says it's pointless to question Davis's sincerity because there's no way to determine whether she's a pious zealot or a savvy businesswoman looking to cash in on her notoriety.
Yeah, because that's not what Kareem's doing right now.
Well, yeah, he's not a savvy businessman.
And he's certainly not trying to cash in on the fact that that 90% of the millennials don't even have a clue who he is. Do they care?
Yeah.
I mean, who's this Kareem Abdul-Jabbar dude?
Well, if they know he's a six-time MVP in the NBA, then they'll give him some real, you know, credence, I guess. But bottom line is I thought it was interesting that you'd see a big basketball player talking about who Kim Davis, you know, is. I mean, because, of course, he knows all about
but I got a question.
The Constitution.
Yes. Is there anything he's saying that has any value, Kurt?
Well, he's a Time columnist, Sam. I mean, you know, Time magazine, I mean, you know how valuable that is. I mean, you can use it to put in your birdcage, can't you?
But here's my question, though. Look, what does Kareem, I mean, why would he be able to, with authority, say that Kim Davis is not a patriot?
Well, I mean, because, Sam, I mean, he's a six-time NBA champion. I mean, that, and a league most valuable player. So, doesn't that give him all the right to say that she's not a patriot? I guess it does give him the right to say it, but not.
We can say what he wants. I'm just questioning his credibility. I'd like Kareem to come on the radio with me and we can debate this.
Mm-hmm.
Their anti-American signs are no different from the death to America rallies we see in other countries. Now, what are the anti-American signs, Kurt?
Well, you know, the ones that say, Kim for president, or they say, what was that other one? We ought to obey God rather than men. I mean, you know, that's, you could see that's anti-American for sure. I mean, you know, Huckabee said, I thank God for Kim Davis, and apparently that's pretty upsetting to Kareem. You know what I mean? I guess he said Walker explained, you have the freedom to practice religious beliefs out there. It's a fundamental right. I'm not sure where exactly out there is, Kareem says. But here in the U.S., you don't have that right if it interferes with the fundamental legal rights of others, especially if you are a government employee.
And now, I want to challenge that legal right of others, Mr. Kareem, constitutional expert. Does the Supreme Court constitute the lawmaking body, the law creation body in this republic where checks and balances reign supreme, sir?
Good point.
I'm just telling you right now, I'll hammer a three-pointer over that sucker when it comes to political discussions and constitutional realities. Come on, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'll take him on any day, Kurt.
I guess he says that Jindal, you know, that's Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, lauded Davis by saying that taking a stand as she did is an important part of the American way, end quote. Then Kareem adds, he's right, using religion to justify bigotry, exploitation of the poor, religious persecution, and war is part of the American way, but it's an inglorious part that we have worked hard with noble resolve to put in our past. Oh, boy. Anyway, all I can say is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar checking in, Mr.
Kurt,
Constitution.
At some point, though, the prose that he puts together are almost so ignorant. They're in a way, they're hard to respond to.
But, Sam, what you have to remember is he's a six-time NBA champion and a league most valuable player.
Yeah, but that's
and
so yesteryear, Kurt, that he has been, to say the least.
Yeah, but, I mean, what if he was today? I mean, let's say he was a six-time NBA champion in the last 6 years. Now, then he would have...
Well, I just say that...
If Kim Davis is a patriot...
If that makes you say that, then I would simply say take off the gloves and let's have a constitutional spar right here on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how many points we can score, huh? And I would submit to you that forcing Kim to prison because you want her to violate her conscience and then saying that she's, what, an enemy to the country? See, that's the part where I go off the... hold on, we'll talk about it.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says that Kim Davis is not a patriot. And you know what? I'm okay, Kurt. I wouldn't even go against the former has-been basketball rock star if he was polite about his disagreement with Kim. If he was respectful, you know, you and I talked just before this in a previous segment about how we can disagree and we can be agreeable in our disagreements. We can have our own opinions. We can make our arguments, and it's healthy for America to do so. But we don't have to be hostile. It doesn't have to come down to I'm right and you're wrong. It doesn't need to be that way. Okay? And that's kind of the problem that I have with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Kim Davis. Kim's not saying a word bad about Abdul. Okay? And she's basically doing what she feels to be correct. Now, he can disagree with her. I get that. And he can have his own opinions that she's not a patriot. And he can go, you know, and even express that. I'm okay with that, too. But here's what I'm not okay with, Kurt. He's virtually saying that she's a terrorist. And all supporters of her are virtual terrorists that are bent on destroying the country. Now, that's a narrative that I've heard somewhere before, Kurt. Do you know where from?
The Mayak Report?
Yeah.
Or the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. The Mayak Report, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Homeland Security, and Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck. And now Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is jumping on the bandwagon. So I'm okay with the disagreement in America. I get that, you know what? This old basketball star doesn't agree with Kim on the issues, and I'm okay with that. And if he says, I don't think she's being very patriotic, I don't think she's a patriot, that's his prerogative. And I'm okay, and I would actually support his right to free speech on that, Kurt. In other words, I would even use my media holdings, my private property, if you will, to help allow him to make his point. Because I believe that whether I agree or disagree with his point, he has the right to make the point. However, he does not have the right, in my opinion, to cross the line and suggest that she's somehow a domestic threat to the country. There's no evidence of Kim involved with anybody who would destroy America. There's no evidence that Kim is a threat to America. In fact, the contrary. She's a public servant, duly elected, been peaceful and kind, and carried out her job as far as we can tell. Everybody loved her, and she did well for literally years and years and years. Okay, this idea that she's somehow a terrorist, somehow a threat, this idea that those who are coming to peacefully support her are a danger to America, okay, this narrative has got to stop because it's false. It has no basis in fact. And it'll be used by Homeland Security, by the Southern Poverty Law Center, by the MIAC report, by who knows who where in government, the FBI, the Justice Department. I mean, shall I go on? In a way that might put these honest Americans with their right to free speech and free association, might put them in jeopardy under false pretenses, Kurt. And that's my problem with this old basketball star's narrative. And that's why I'm telling you that I'll take him on in the court of public opinion any day. If he's too old, we can make it a half-court game if he wants. I don't care. I'm just telling you that, you know what, you're free to make your own opinions, and you're free to say what you want, but you're not free to cast aspersions on another under false pretenses. Kim has never been a threat, and neither have the supporters of Kim been a threat, Kurt. We're talking about people like the Liberty Council, Matthew Staver. We're talking about this guy that we had on the radio with us yesterday, former Sheriff Denny Payman. Okay, we're talking about Brendan Eich, for example, who was drummed out of Mozilla for his own personal beliefs. What law did Kim Davis break, I challenge Mr. Abdul-Jabbar to respond to? Well, it's her job and she must perform. The court said so. Constitutionally, then, who made the court God in this case? See, the court doesn't make laws. Do you call him Jabbar, Mr. Jabbar?
That's what they called him when he was doing the skyhook. Jabbar and the skyhook.
Okay. Now, Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, we talked yesterday, attacks today's lewd pop stars, branding them sex workers who have created a pornography culture. Okay. Now, are they a bigger threat than Kim Davis to the Republic? In my opinion, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go off and call them terrorists or make false accusations against them that they're some kind of a violent threat, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Good point, Sam.
All right. Now, Obama visits with top newspaper executives, and now people are raising questions about media fairness. I would submit the same question about this Jabbar guy, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Is it media fair that he gets to spew his take via Time Magazine or other places, but yet do I get a fair response to write my article, Kurt?
You know, isn't it interesting when you look at, like our previous guest, Andy Willoughby, talking about how, well, in the future, you know, everybody can just have their own radio station talking about the internet and that kind of thing. And that's what you're seeing more and more. You got Time, who's struggling, at least in my opinion, for notoriety, so then they're going to pull out, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to be a writer for them and go there. But anyway, that's interesting stuff.
And I don't mean to be rude, Kurt, but when I hear Jabbar on TV in different places like that in the past or whatever, the guy can hardly talk, Kurt.
Oh, okay. I have not remembered.
You ever heard him?
Well, not...
All right, pull up YouTube soundbite of good old Jabbar, and I'm just saying this guy's like, he's like, what, an honor graduate degree or an honor doctorate at Harvard or what? I mean, come on. I'm not down on the guy. I'm just saying, wow, we're really going to go to him of all people for like guidance of what's right and wrong in America and who's a patriot and who's going to interpret the battle between the federal government and the states and what constitutional qualifications delegated to the Supreme Court allows them to make laws from the bench, and we're going to really go there with Jabbar of all people. All right, Apple's in the news, Kurt. They had a huge event yesterday, and a lot of people thought they were going to talk about the Apple car.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it happened, sir.
Yeah, you're right. You know, there were some that said that was going to be the case, and, you know, there at least folks like Drudge are saying that it was kind of a flop.
See, I don't agree with that at all.
What do you think?
Yeah, these guys that say it's a flop are the guys that say, Kurt, you made money hand over fist at unprecedented levels, but you didn't make as much as I thought you were going to, so I'm down on you. It's goofy, Kurt. It's just goofy.
Yeah.
Now, let me make this very clear. Apple has a strategy, and I personally think it's a brilliant one. Here's the strategy. Every other year, you do the same thing. So, 1 year, you bring new products to the table that are absolutely, completely game-changing innovative. Mm-hmm. On the off years, you bring a, well, you know what? You guys had these complaints about this before, and now we're going to stabilize or, you know, fix anything wrong with. It's more of a stabilization year. So I'm going to call 1 year Operation Innovation, the next year Operation Stabilization. Next year, Operation Innovation. Next year, Operation Make It Stable Again. Fix what's wrong. Okay, it's a brilliant strategy because you get products out every single year. You get a massive bang for your buck every time. And every time Apple has done this, they've sold more iPhones than the time before. How do you argue with that strategy and say that it's not a success, Kurt?
Well,
there is not a single item on the planet that sells more dollar-wise than the iPhone. Not a one.
Yeah, great point, Sam. And,
these guys are going to run around and be critical?
Folks are lining up for more of
wow.
them, right?
Of course they are, for good reason.
Are you going to move to the next one?
Well, I don't know yet. I don't know the dollar amounts, what it's going to cost
you
me.
You got to get rid of that old clunker you got.
I know, an iPhone 6, I got to get a 6.
$5.
Plus. Now, here's the deal, though. So people love that strategy, Kurt, of new innovation and then stabilization every year. So what do you get with your new iPhone? You get a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but look at Microsoft, Sam. I mean, they do the new innovation and never the stabilization, right?
Well, that's the whole point. That's why people love Apple and why Apple's rocking and Microsoft is melting down. That's my whole point. That how do you be critical of a strategy like that? Our products are game-changing. They're innovative. And you know what? There's a couple of bugs sometimes, but we really work on making it stable. We really work on solving the problems. We can't do it at the same time because it takes a little bit of, you know, real world millions and millions of devices out there experience to know what's wrong and to really get a handle on it. But we do follow up with that every other year.
Innovation and stabilization. Wow.
Yeah. And then result of that innovation and stabilization strategy, they have the device on the planet. Nobody can claim that their device has ever sold more, ever.
But shouldn't they use that term? I mean, they ought to start using your phrase.
Well, I just made it up. I mean,
Apple, were the guys with innovation and stabilization.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's true. Now, they hit it out of the park on three levels. They primarily did not focus on the car, Kurt.
Yes.
Which I know everybody wanted an Apple car, but they didn't do that. But they did focus on their phones, their iPads, and Apple TV. I can give you a quick breakdown on that in the next segment. If you like, then we'll talk about Apple's ad blocking feature as well. That's kind of cool. All right, Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use. Taking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on with, what am I, 5'5"? All right.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The Professional and the Executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we're talking about the Apple conference that happened yesterday, a big old, to-do showmanship event going on. And, Kurt, they did not make an iCar happen, but they did focus on three main things. Their iPhone, which is the biggest selling product in the world. And every time they release one, they sell more of them than the previous one. So you can't tell me they're doing something wrong. They're the company that makes more money than any other company, bar none. And people are critical because they didn't make as much as they thought they were going to. I mean, it's crazy talk. And the bottom line is people also said in 2010, 2011, 2012, 13, 14, oh, man, you're going to lose now. Your iPhone won't be on top anymore. Get used to it. Well, Apple's laughing all the way to the bank, Kurt. They released some stuff yesterday. This is called their Operation Stabilize Things year. So no one expected huge rollouts of new innovative products. It's not the year that they do that, Kurt. So why would you expect them to do that? You shouldn't. If you have a brain, every other year, it's innovation 1 year. Make things stable the next year. Find out what's wrong. Find out how it can be better. And they got a major and a minor incremental update. It happens like clockwork, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what? A lot of the details about what was supposed to be happen yesterday were released in advance. There was not a lot of surprises, really. But to say that there was not a lot of stabilizing going on is false. iOS 9's coming out soon to make the operating system much more stable. They added a bigger, better capability for photos, Kurt, including the ability when you snap a photo, they create a little teeny video behind the photo for you on the fly, if you want it to. And then you can have not only the photo, but a little bit of animated photo behind it, a little video clip, if you will. They're positioning in their stabilization year themselves for future growth for the innovative years, Kurt. So you innovate, and then you build the infrastructure. And then on top of that infrastructure, you innovate again. And then you build the infrastructure. And on top of that, you build the strategy is absolutely brilliant, Kurt. No wonder they're at the top of the heap. Let me give you an example. They released tvOS, Kurt, yesterday. Did you hear this?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's to work with your TV,
I guess? An operating system that the Apple TV box runs.
All right.
So the new Apple TV box is going to start at $149 for the 32-gig version, $199 for the 64-gig version. It's a little bit more money than the other boxes out there. However, the new tvOS, the CEO of Apple says, you know what? The future is apps on your TV, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And I think he's absolutely right. Well, to put apps on your TV and to do it right, Kurt, takes an underlying operating system that's geared towards that goal. So see, in their stabilization year, they're building the infrastructure.
Good point.
So they created a new TV box called Apple TV. They put a new OS on it called tvOS, and then they added Siri to it already. Mm-hmm. So voice commands coming to the Apple TV. And they've now set the stage for developers to develop on the Apple TV. It's going to be a grand slam. Write it down and remember who told you first. And I am going to be working on, as soon as I can get more information, finding out how we could take our Roku channel and make a TVOS channel, Kurt, for Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio, because that's where it's going, my friend. It's going to be incredible. Apps on the big screen, buddy. Mm-hmm. And they've made it updated for the gaming console. They've done a bunch in Apple TV. Nobody can tell me they haven't. But again, it's not groundbreaking yet, but it's laying the groundwork for innovation. Write it down and remember who told you this. Right, they've now made the smartphones, the iPhones, Kurt, much faster. They've updated the processor, making it 70% faster. They've added more memory to add to the experience. They've stabilized the operating system. They've added a bigger camera. They've made the thumbprint reader faster and more reliable. They've fixed bugs and problems that people have complained about. And they've now added what's called 3D touch. Right now, it used to be where you could touch your phone and it would know your touches. But now, it has touch sensitivity. In other words, the harder you touch, it can determine how hard you touch. So the harder you touch has different commands or different values than lower pressure touches. And so not only can you now touch with one, two, three, whatever finger taps, swipes, flicks, whatever you want to call them, you can now do this with greater pressure and get different things to happen. Cool stuff, Kurt. No one else is doing this to the degree they're doing it. Not even maybe. And so I'm telling you right now that they're setting the stage for greater innovation. Just mark my words. So to me, if you think that Apple's release yesterday was a disappointment, I want to know what planet you were on and what you were expecting, because it isn't in the dev plan that Apple has been following for literally years. I don't know what you were expecting them to do, but they've done, I mean, I'm telling you, releasing a new operating system for the iOS, releasing a new operating system for the TV, giving you better, faster, sleeker, less prone to problems, hardware and software. How is that like a downer, Kurt?
Good point, Sam. Yep. Well, there you go. You know, I just had seen the headline and I thought...
Did you hear that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote an app for the Apple, Kurt? For the iPhone?
I didn't.
And I think it determines if somebody's a patriot, Kurt.
Oh, probably.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm just saying.
It'll be called Kareem Patriot Act, or app, Kareem Patriot app, you know,
probably. Yeah, Kareem Abdul put everybody else behind bars that doesn't agree with him. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, he didn't really create an app, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying Apple, in my opinion, did very well and released quite a bit. And I don't really know what people are expecting, but there's another interesting twist to Apple before we let the Apple piece go, Kurt, and that is this. Apple has an ad-blocking feature, right?
Well, yeah, Sam. Now, I was thinking that this is kind of goes along with our previous conversation with Andy Willoughby and with your idea that says that, hey, so many of these things, you've got TiVos, what is that, where you record TV programs and then they fast forward through the commercials, etc. You've got all these different ways of blocking the ads.
The new way that people do TiVo, though, is called Slingbox, but I'm with you.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm always in the old ways as I try to catch up, but I'll never get there. But anyway, with this whole Apple thing, apparently they've got it so that... like on your phone and that kind of thing, when you have those little things that pop up and get in the way, they've got it so that they're going to clean those up. And then they can, with their operating system, make it so that, they can offer ads. And the people that want to do the ads have got to pay them to kind of be included, to be able to go through, that kind of stuff. So it's just.
They say this new technology is sending publishers scrambling, Kurt.
Yeah, well, that's right, because,
Hey, Kurt.
When. Yes.
Isn't that kind of building a better mousetrap?
Yeah, Right, exactly.
Just kind of
right.
Wondering.
And that's what people want. They don't like it when those little things jump in there when they're trying to read something. Right, Sam?
Absolutely. It takes up too much processor power. It puts your computer, your device at risk of all kinds of malware or some type of sleuth attack kind of stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, people don't want it. And so they're answering the call, Kurt.
Yep. And that's going to make Apple even more, what would you say?
Innovative?
Yeah. More
popular. Stable? Yeah. More profitable? Yeah, I would agree. Okay, now the other last thing they did, Kurt, that I just got to mention because it might help you. You're saying that you're always behind, but Apple wants to help you fix that, my friend. And so for $32 a month, buddy, you can always have the latest iPhone all the time. Whenever that dude comes out, you're on it, my friend.
$32 a month.
Yes, sir.
Are you on that plan?
No.
Do you recommend it?
You know, again, if you have plenty of money and if you can use it as a tax write-off in your home-based business, why not? On the other hand, if money's kind of an issue, I wouldn't recommend that you do it because it's not really a smart place to put your money. But if you have money and if you can write it off and it's like, hey, you enjoy that and it's worth it to you, it's not a bad thing. It's pretty cool to have the latest, greatest. There's a lot of advantages to the latest phones, Kurt. Like I told you, bigger, better camera, better touch sensors. You got force touch is what they call it, or 3D touch now. It's cool stuff, Kurt. It's way cool stuff.
So you do that right with Apple and not with your carrier or whatever?
Correct, because remember, they're unbundling your phones from the carriers now, more and more and more and more and more. So now Apple's supporting that effort and saying, get your phone from us, upgrade it from us, and we'll let you put it with whatever carrier you want to, sir.
$32 a month, and so then they just bill you, or I guess suck it out of your account.
I'm guessing, I don't know how all that works, because I just read about it yesterday, and I don't think they've actually rolled it out yet. So we're still lacking a couple of implementation details, but I'm just telling you they're doing that. And if you consider yourself behind, Kurt, it might be a great way for you to bust out and jump on the top of the heap. The latest sexy gadget will be yours, my friend.
Yeah, I have been pretty pro moving forward with technology so many ways because I view it as a way to promote home education simply because
I concur.
We need to learn it as well. And then we also, As business people, like you said, you've got to have those newest pieces because, you got to deal with that new world as it comes at you, huh?
Yeah. There you go. Well, Trump's in the news, Kurt. I guess he's at the tops of the polls, huh?
Well, they say he's hitting 32% now. All I can say is, whoa, Mr. Trump. He's trumping the other guys, isn't he?
I would say that's the least for sure. He's slaughtering them.
Yeah, good point.
I don't believe it'll be sustainable.
Carson's coming along pretty hard. They say Bush stands in third place with 9%. But, you know, when you've got Carson at 19 and Trump at 32, Bush is way behind at 9%.
Bush might as well just get out of the biz.
Pack her in, baby. Ted Cruz, fourth at 7%. Walker, 5%, 3% or less, includes Marco Rubio. Bottom line is the newest poll.
Yeah, there you have it. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.